Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
Well, we just had divisional weekend in the NFL.
Exciting.
It was pretty exciting. I'll tell you what, right off the bat, I didn't think Carolina would be able to score 17 points. I really thought that they wouldn't even score a touchdown. But up until, I don't know, halfway through the fourth quarter, they were actually within a touchdown. They were actually driving to tie the game.
And then
the Seattle defense won
out. Takes over.
They took over. Cam Chancellor, to be specific, took over. He was quite...
Leaping over the line.
Leaping
like
over
frog.
The... Not once.
Twice.
And I thought that that's what they called the flag on, but no, because you're not allowed to run up somebody's back.
Yeah, you can't stand on it like it's a table or...
Right, but he didn't make contact, not even with his own players, but with the defense.
Now, after the first time, and he jumps over you, the second time, you can't stand up? I mean, how do you allow that to happen?
Like, I don't know. Now, is this going to be a trend, though? Is this going to be some... Was that a one-time thing, or... It's going to be a while before you see that again. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's kind of risky when you do things like that.
Yeah.
Because what if, you know, you don't clear it? Then
True.
It's a penalty.
Yeah. And then you, who knows, it could be.
You're hurting your team.
Yeah, big time.
So, but we're fans, and it's exciting to see stuff like that. But that guy is the bomb.
Cam Chancellor? Yeah, he is. He is something else. I think he was the only player left over from... Prior to, why am I blanking on the coach's name? His era in Seattle. What's his name? What's the coach's name up in Seattle?
Oh, you mean Carroll?
Yeah, Carroll. Before Pete, when Pete Carroll got there, him
he was
and,
already there?
He was before there, apparently.
Wow.
If I remember correctly, he was the only player. Like, they cut everybody from the defense except for him.
Right.
If I remember, I could be totally wrong. Yeah, so that was a pretty exciting Saturday night game. But obviously the bigger game on Saturday was the Patriots and the Ravens. And the Ravens actually had that game in hand for most of...
They
I mean,
did.
They led into halftime. They had Brady off kilter.
It's a shame that one of them had to go home.
Well, depends on whose perspective.
Well, that means that good. They were both they seemed very equal.
Right.
But the shocking thing, I mean, whoever saw in any football game, forget a playoff game, to see who goes to the championship game, that they would run the ball. Was it six total times the whole game? That includes kneel downs and everything. I mean, that was shocking, New England rushing the ball.
Well, I don't...
Not at all in the second
well,
half,
I think it would,
for the kneel downs.
Very true, but I mean, look, the weakness of Baltimore was their defensive backfield. And up until...
Well, you see, that's what Belichick can do to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's shocking that they've always taught that you have to be balanced. The run, the pass, and the truth is you don't.
No, you don't have to. I mean, think
but
about
whoever, it. I never saw that before.
Not to that extreme, but I've seen so many times. You've seen it in the past, even in Patriots history. Who was it? The Rams in their Super Bowl against the Patriots. They could have ran that ball a lot more, but they threw it. Mike March just wanted to throw it, show this... Show the world that this is a passing league, and those 2001
and,
Rams.
Bill Parcells, I think, made it so Thurman Thomas could run the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
So that they wouldn't be passed upon.
Yeah, it's true.
So
I mean,
I mean, to this extent.
No, not to that extent. No.
Right, and now they're going to play Baltimore, and Week 11 they played.
You mean Indianapolis?
I mean Indianapolis.
Indianapolis,
right.
Who goes into Denver? A lot of storylines there. The old meets the new.
Well, they met already.
They met already.
Week 11.
And they went into Denver, and the Colts won.
No, I'm talking about...
The Broncos won.
The Broncos.
Right, but I'm talking about...
Not Broncos. What are we talking about?
Well, I'm talking...
New England.
I'm talking about the previous week. We'll get to get to the preview,
okay.
But we got a review first.
Okay.
So we got the Colts going into Denver, and the Colts pull it out. Manning, we now learn that quad injury was... was torn. It wasn't just some sort of lingering quad issue.
Okay, so we don't have excuses before the game, but we have excuses after the game. Well, is that how it goes?
No.
I mean, is that on the injury report?
No. All it says is quad.
I thought you had to do that.
All it says is quad.
Oh, so we knew that.
Look, I'm just saying that all it says was quad.
Right.
Hey, all these other coaches don't want to give out specifics. Belichick included. They just say, oh, it's a lower body injury. Mm. Okay. So, but it's just the fact that it came out.
Right.
So, and of course, look, at the time, you're thinking a 50% healthy Peyton Manning is better than Ross Osweiler or whatever
his name
is.
Well, I think we knew they were running the ball for a reason. We knew that injury existed.
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, none of this is really news. And his, I think, 9 times in his career, he's been bounced in the first game of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what part of this is news other than he's aged and injured?
Because he's so great in the regular season that we want him to succeed in the postseason.
When should he have retired? Because unless you think he's going to get better.
Probably when he got cut by the Colts, when he was released by the Colts, when him and the Colts parted ways and he had the neck surgery and all that. I mean, but then he comes back and he's led the Broncos to the playoffs 3 times, including this year, plus a Super Bowl appearance. Mm. Yes, he got embarrassed in the Super Bowl.
Well, there's 2 types of football players. There's those that quit football.
Uh-huh.
That's Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
I think that ends the list. And Jim Brown.
Yeah, very true.
And then there's ones that football quits them.
There's
now,
a
which
whole...
Which one he's going to be?
Well, probably when football quits him.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Second.
That's what happened.
Hey, for all we know, it could be this season. This might have been the one where football quit him. And it happened, you know, almost halfway through the season, a little bit more than that. So
I think he should go to Arizona.
Hey, well, depending on how Palmer's doing. But hey, why not? There's an opening there. And then the other big game, of course, was when we knew this going in, was Green Bay and Dallas. And that was a very close game. Cowboys were looking all of that 8-0 on
I
the road.
I was all about the Cowboys. I had the 6.5, and luckily it ended at 5.
Yeah.
But the big story was...
Des Bryant's catch, no catch.
Okay. Well,
according to the rules...
It was a no catch.
It was not a catch. However, according to common sense, it was a catch.
What interests me there was the refs the week before, what I was hearing, wanted Dallas to win.
Yeah.
And then after this happened, you didn't hear that anymore.
No.
So it's funny how the league is year to year, month to month, week to week, day to day.
It is true. And the Lions had a lot of fun with it. They were sending pictures of Calvin Johnson, who got hurt by this call about 3 seasons ago in the opening week.
Right.
And, you know, we know your pain. They're showing pictures of Calvin Johnson.
Yeah,
we know your pain.
here's the bottom line. And I heard a couple of people on these talking heads, but very few, because it's a fraternity, coaches and players in the league. But the truth is, it was 4th and 1. It wasn't 4th and goal.
No.
So we had to catch, so... You know, if that's Witten, does he lay down for the first down right there and doesn't try to extend it and go for the glory and all that?
Yeah.
So this is the thing about down and distance, and know where you are on the field. Know how you are one part of a machine, one part of the team. You know, and this is what lacks in these glory seekers who think they're bigger than the game, bigger than the moment. It's all about them. And it's sad because he hurt his whole team, and I thought they were the better team. That day
they were better.
And they lost.
I mean, Rodgers was throwing off his back foot all day. And
another football analogy. More games are lost than are won.
True. No, that's absolutely true.
And now what about Rodgers' injury?
Rodgers, he was hobbling around pretty, you know. I mean, he did not look as good as he has been this season.
He can't roll out and be dangerous on
him. No, he couldn't even run. I mean, he got tackled.
Now, he couldn't beat him healthy in the first game of the season, couldn't beat Seattle, so.
Yeah, no.
But that's what we're doing a review.
Well, I think we've pretty much, unless there's anything else you want to talk about with any of the other games that we saw this week. But, I mean, the only thing you're talking about with Des Bryant is because he reached the arm out to try and extend it past the goal line. If he had just held it in. It would have been a first down.
It went to the ground.
Yeah, it went to the ground.
And it'd be first and goal at the 1.
Now, and you can also compare it to, I think, in actually the Denver game, to, I think it was might have been C.J. Anderson or somebody in their last possession, the Broncos' last possession, right. They had to get a first down. And I forget what the down and distance was. It was definitely fourth down. And whoever had the ball was close to the first down marker, but he didn't extend it. He held it in.
Right.
So can we get on him about that? Well, we're getting on Dez Bryant for not keeping it in and just taking the what it would have been at the 2 yard line. Should we get on this guy? I forget who it was for not extending it past the first down marker. It's easy to say we should because he didn't get the first down, but what if that had just come out?
Well, ball security is number one, so I'm never going to argue with a guy that takes that as a priority. So no, well, the answer is no.
He definitely was. All right, so now let's preview this week's game. The first game up, Green Bay at Seattle. This is a rematch of week one, the opening right. day game. This is also a rematch of 2-3 years ago, the Fail Mary, the Monday night game with the
right with the replacement
with
refs.
The replacement refs, and one ref calls it a no catch, and the other ref calls it a touchdown. And
right,
the guy they did it like a follow up on that guy like 3 years later, and he's got PTSD.
Well, yeah,
because he's just
I saw something about that, and he's been in therapy, and he's divorced. He's got a divorce with his wife. He's married 28 years. I had suicidal thoughts. And this is all as a replacement ref in a game that didn't count.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah. it was the first Monday night game of the season.
Yeah, I mean,
whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's that was ridiculous.
Now right? now because of that game, the
union settled.
Yeah, they were like, all right,
the management.
Settled. Okay, we're coming back to work. All right, okay. Yeah, They're thinking it's us. We got to come back to work. Yeah, so it worked. In the end, it worked out, but still. So Green Bay going into Seattle, how can you not say Seattle? Well, what would Green Bay have to do to win the game? Obviously.
Well, Seattle would have to do a lot of dumb things, which they don't do.
They don't do at all.
You know?
I mean, they have the superior defense. Russell,
I'm wondering more like what does the Packers have to do to win? Now, I noticed how they changed it up the second half against Dallas where they used Cobb in the backfield. Had four wideouts.
Yeah.
So this way you throw to number three and four defensive back instead of trying to work against that one and two.
I mean, don't forget Cobb is...
Sherman's the bomb.
Yeah, Cobb is their return man.
Well, I mean, yeah.
So he's got the speed. Yeah, it's basically trying to go up against an Olympic sprinter.
Right.
And that's that's a pretty fast track.
Yeah, so he can give you the short... So let's see how that goes. But I don't think Lacy's really going to do much against that defense.
No.
I mean,
you're going to see a lot of Lacy, and they're like going to try to plow him
kind
through.
Kind of like raw meat to a lion. No, it's going to attract a crowd, him carrying the ball.
I mean, you know, they would just hope that he could be their Marshawn Lynch. I mean, unfortunately, Marshawn has a lot more dexterity than Lacy. Lacy's just kind of a bull, and Lynch can get around. Yeah. So I know Seattle is giving 7.5. Green Bay's getting 7.5.
Yeah.
Who do you like there?
Well, I mean, it's all about
Seattle. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I think you're right. I agree.
I mean, they're that good at on all sides of the ball, and they're crazed in the second half. You know, they're like good boxers. They finish. You know,
yes,
the later rounds are theirs.
No, they play until the end, and that defense is...
And we know that the Packers on the road are pedestrian.
Yeah. You take them away from Lambeau. Lambeau is their security blanket. It's their ace in the hole, but here. So it's going to be tough for them. And then in the second game, we got Indianapolis at New England.
Wasn't it kind of interesting that they put the first game on the West Coast and the second game on the East Coast?
Well, I think they did that because last year it was switched. And don't forget, both games technically were in Western time zones.
Yeah.
Remember last year it was New England.
But wouldn't you think automatically that New England would be the early game?
I know, but if you're looking at it from the television perspective, CBS is going, now, wait a minute, Fox. You had the late game last year. Now we
get
the late game.
Right.
I mean, as it is, the television stuff was a little different this year because NBC did one wild card game and one divisional game, which I was, I guess that's because CBS has because they did one less game this playoffs. I wonder if that's because of the Thursday night package, maybe?
Could be.
Maybe, okay, you get the Thursday night package, then ESPN gets a game, and they did. Well, it's no luck. I don't want Brady and Belichick and all of them in the Super Bowl again because there's no Giants to stop them.
If
the
it doesn't bother me that much because they've never covered. They've been in 5 Super Bowls and never covered any of them.
I know, but
amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. That's very surprising. But unfortunately, they have three rings, and I don't like that. So, tell me, just please, can the Colts beat the Patriots?
Yeah, it could be a shootout.
Oh boy. Okay. All right. So at least
could be a shootout.
Hey, at least you didn't say no.
Well, you see, Week 11 they played.
They did.
And it looks like what New England did is they took a backup tackle and put him at tight end and kind of batter rammed 199 yards for Gray.
Yeah.
So
that's right. That was the three touchdown game for Jonas Gray.
Yeah. So I think their strategy is keep Luck off the field.
Yeah.
Now can they do that again?
Well, I don't think the Patriots are going to... Well, the Patriots are going to find... They're going to probably find a balance with their offense. They're not going to be
really?
As... Well,
they've been doing the opposite.
I agree with you that how often do you see only 6 rushes in a game? And I'm telling you, you're not going to see it again this week. It's not going to happen.
You might see 6 passes.
Maybe.
To Gronk.
But, well, yeah, exactly. Always to Gronk. Yeah, but I don't know. Now, you made the point. Joe Flacco, 2 years ago, went into Denver.
You did.
Beat Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Went into New England, beat Tom Brady, and then into the Super Bowl and beat Kaepernick.
True.
Andrew Luck goes into Denver, beats Peyton Manning, goes into New England, and I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Well, that's wishful thinking. I'm thinking. I mean, I'm rooting for Luck because he is the future.
He is.
You know, and these old horses are going to go to pasture soon.
Now, is this kind of one of those moments where you look at it and say, because if you technically look at it, you could say the same thing with Flacco that happened with Flacco 2 years ago. He went in and, if you're saying something like Peyton, maybe the game passed him by.
Here's the difference that I think Luck has defeated 2 handicapped teams.
The Bengals and the...
Well, the Bengals, didn't have a lot of missing parts.
No,
and they had
AJ
a
Green.
Known loser.
Yes.
At the quarterback position in the playoffs, unfortunately, Dalton.
Yeah.
And then they went and got a handicapped
Peyton
Manning.
Would you say, just to take a step back for a second.
Those could be a reality check.
This is true. Would you say it's more accurate to say Peyton lost the game or the Colts won the game? Which do you think would be a more accurate statement?
I think Manning lost the game because I saw some deep routes that were open. Guys were open, and he couldn't hit them.
He overthrew them. They constantly went to that play.
I think I commented at the time. I mean, look at him trying to wind up here. Yeah. Did you ever see that? I mean,
he was putting a lot of force on the ball. Yeah. I agree with you.
So when you compensate anything, it really doesn't work out well.
Right. I would much rather prefer the Colts than the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Well, I think it's better. I think for you, it's better the Patriots go there and Seattle takes care of business.
That would be nice, but it always scares me. It always scares me when they go.
Well, it's drama.
And like I said,
you go to scary movies, don't you?
I do. I enjoy them. I understand that, but still, at the same time, I want to make sure, I have locks on my doors. I also have there's the door lock, and then there's the padlock. Right. I always lock the padlock, too.
Oh, you mean the deadbolt.
Yeah, the deadbolt. The point being, one isn't enough. Sometimes I need to do more than that.
Okay.
I lock my car, but I always click the lock button twice to make sure I hear the beep beep, just to make sure.
Maybe you should move to a better neighborhood.
Well, that, too. So, and then who do you like to cover in that game? Indy's getting 6.5.
I'm actually torn by that. It could be a shootout, could be a 4-point game, but... I'm thinking that it's a reality check, and that defense isn't going to hold up. It will be exposed.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to take the Patriots there. So that would be a Super Bowl of Seattle and the Patriots. And
it's one we haven't seen
all the way.
I'm always about Super Bowls we haven't seen. So I don't want Green Bay and the Patriots. That's one I don't want to see. I've already seen that. Even though it's completely different. It's completely different teams, but I'd like different matchups.
I was reviewing some of Dick Cheney's forecasts for their predictions for 2015, and he has Patriots, Green Bay.
Right.
So I don't know when he picked this. before
who knows
injury or
yeah, who knows? But, he might have done it a while ago. And then we actually just had a football game recently this week. We actually forgot to talk about it on our last episode, but the first national championship game, playoff game, national championship playoff game, the Ohio State Buckeyes beat the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
42-17.
20.
20, my apologies.
Yeah.
I apologize, Oregon.
Yes. Yeah, and, the, and the running back did it all
Ezekiel
there.
Elliott, he was something else. He was all over the place. They couldn't stop him. Cardale Jones. Now, my favorite part about watching a game like that was Cardale Jones, the quarterback for Ohio State.
Sure.
Right before he got the ball, he always clapped his hands.
Yes.
So I was able to do other things, and I just would wait for the clap. As soon as I heard the clap, I could pick my head up, and then I could go back to what I was doing, which was always helpful. That part was always great. But, boy, Cardale Jones, who right now has only 93 snaps in his collegiate career.
Yeah, three games.
Three games, that's it.
Against top competition.
And technically, he is eligible to declare himself for the NFL. He has 2 years out of high school.
He has till tomorrow.
Right. I know Marcus Mariota already declared, which isn't a big
surprise. And he has a child.
Surprise. Yes, he's got a,
I think, like a two-month-old. That usually motivates a man to...
Sure.
To get an income.
And he's going to be a third-string quarterback or a third-string quarterback again anyway, because both Barrett, Braxton Miller and T.J. Barrett are coming back, which if you look, if you're Ohio State, you're looking for the future and you're Urban Meyer and you're thinking about the future, you've got Braxton Miller next year, J.T. Barrett the following year, and if Cardale Jones stick around, he could be the starting quarterback in 3 years.
Well, he has a great problem, Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
How do you keep three great guys? You don't.
So, I don't
know. What would you do if you were...
If I were Cardale Jones, as much as I'd want to go back, as much as I'd want to go into the NFL, those checks can dry up real fast if you don't perform. So, stay in college a little while longer.
But he's 22.
He's 22.
And he's got a child.
I understand that, but still.
No moment bigger than himself than right now.
No. Well, and also he's been talking about, look, I know I'm not seasoned. I know I'm not ready for the NFL. He's talking like it's a guy who knows he's not ready. So why go there and why flame out?
Well, I mean, looking at the level of competition he played against and...
The Heisman Trophy winner, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner.
No, what about Alabama?
Alabama, too.
Nick Saban with a month to prepare.
Yeah.
You know, this guy. Now, I like that he went to leadership, some kind of
leadership camp or something
they had for him. And he was wearing this wristband that was E plus R equals O.
Yeah.
And so that's event plus response equals outcome.
Yeah.
So...
So, you know, the biggest stage of college football, and he performed quite well.
And he performed. And the coach had said prior to him playing, he thought he was a bit lackadaisical, lazy, not focused.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
He had famously sent out a tweet once he started starting, saying, to paraphrase, why do I have to go to classes? I'm here to play football, not to go to school.
So does that tell you what he might do tomorrow?
Yeah, I could be wrong.
He'll get like $450,000, maybe.
Because
they're projecting him where. I mean, it's amazing what people are saying about him with all three. I mean, you'd have to be a team that already has a quarterback and kind of groom this.
Probably.
Guy, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably. I mean, you'd have to take a flyer. You'd be silly if you're one of the
seventh round?
No. I would say something like fourth. Like a
that high? A three game.
Now, like end of fourth round. Like it's not going to be like the Raiders in the beginning of the fourth
round. How about NFL security going around? I mean, what do you want to be him from today till tomorrow?
Yeah.
I mean, how long? And then up until the draft? I mean, they're going to follow every single move.
And you're
going to
hear
out.
So many people. Man, you got to go. Look at this baby. Man,
yeah,
look at the
about,
money you can get.
What about character? And
all that stuff.
Do we know anything about him?
He seems like a stand-up guy from my understanding.
Right.
From my understanding.
Well, he was humbled by the moment.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, at 6'5", 250 pounds.
He's huge.
He took on a rushing play. Straight up the middle and ran and moved.
Yes,
the nose tackle back.
Yeah, and now, that guy stumbled backwards. That was nuts.
Exactly. Now you don't want to be that guy.
No, heck no.
I mean, you
that's
know.
A bulldozer coming at you.
Yeah, but the idea of that's your highlight film. This guy that played.
That's
three
right.
Three games runs you down.
Yeah. Well, look, he'll never have to worry about his status in Columbus, Ohio. He will be what Vince Young is to Texas and all these other places. Danny Werfel is to, you know, Tallahassee, Florida. So he's set in that respect. But
well, Vince Young was supposed to come in the NFL and really kick butt. Mm-hmm. And is this what's going to happen to Mariota?
I don't know. That's tough. It all depends where he goes. He needs to be in the right
system. I heard something about him that was interesting, that he is of Hawaiian descent.
Yes, he is.
And that is very much respectful of elders and stuff like this and his personality makeup. So how's he going to be with veteran players?
I think he'll do really well.
You think he can command and tell them and correct them?
If he starts the season,
will he be comfortable with that? See, this leadership thing is something beyond just throwing the ball. And how was his deep ball?
It didn't look too crisp. It didn't. But if you're talking about Hawaiian, you know, players of Hawaiian descent, look at Tio. Everybody's worried about Tio. Tio came in. He did all the right things. Is he
who?
Manti Te'o.
Oh,
yeah. Te'o. Yeah. I mean,
except the dating scene.
Well, exactly. But what I'm saying is that he came in and he was given glowing reviews by a lot of the veteran players.
Yeah, where's he now?
What do you mean? He's a starting linebacker for the... Is he winning Defensive Player of the Year? No.
Right.
But his work ethic and his ability to perform was getting a lot of glowing reviews from veterans. So I think Mariota's fine in that respect.
Okay.
However, if you're an NFL team that drafts him and you start him autumn of 2015, you're dumb.
I only hear about one team interested in him. I haven't heard any other talk.
The Eagles, right?
Except that.
Yeah, the Eagles, because it's his old coach, a guy who knows. I know how to use this guy.
So what does that tell me?
Well, that tells me that he's not going to be the first pick, or the Eagles are going to work something out kind of nicely. Look, Buccaneers, you know you don't want this guy. You know you're just going to sit on him. Look, we'll give you a discounted rate.
But why would the Bucs want him?
What's the...
They're from Florida, aren't they?
Yeah, I understand that.
So why wouldn't they take the other guy?
Winston? Because of all the off-the-field stuff. Because that's the only down part about him,
right?
Because you can't base everything off of one game. The same thing with Cardell Jones. Why he's not like, yeah, I'm going to the NFL. He knows it was one game, technically three games, but it was one game, that championship game. He knows he's not ready. Same thing with Winston. Are you going to base
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. He's age 22.
Right.
So he should be graduating, but he isn't.
No.
Okay. So because what does he have to go to school for? He came to play football.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Redshirt,
well, he can go somewhere with it. It's all they do is play football.
I understand that.
Okay. So I mean, I don't get it. I mean, normally he'd have to go. Was he going to hang around until he's 25?
Wow.
Who was that quarterback that was like 27?
Gosh.
Wasn't Whedon. Who was
Yeah.
Who was it?
Chris Winkie.
Yeah,
Chris Winkie.
I mean.
Drew Henson? Drew Henson? He was the same way.
It's time to go.
I know, but if he's not confident and he still has that in his back pocket where he can stay, he might take it. Look, all I've been hearing from
I think the back pocket issue is the $450,000.
That's true.
And that's enough to motivate a guy who's not interested in going to school.
Right. It'll be interesting. And we had a lot of, actually, the head coaching vacancies have starting to fall in place.
Right.
I mean, it all started with the Rex. Rex did not want to sit around and wait for the Falcons to interview Dan Quinn with the Seahawks. He's waiting there. And Buffalo Bills come in with 5 years, $27 million. He had to take that. Otherwise, he was going
to
be out of
had
a job.
To.
But here's the object.
Tough economy.
I know, but if you're coming to... Look, I don't know if I'll have any other jobs. Here,
right.
here's a really good contract.
And here's
I'm signing.
Good defense.
Right, even though Schwartz is leaving. Schwartz is leaving his position as defensive coordinator and bringing in Dennis Thurman, who is the Jets' defensive coordinator.
Well, he's the guy that proved he can't keep a job.
No, he can't. And then once that happened, Jack Del Rio got hired by the Raiders.
Is that true?
That happened earlier today. Jack Del Rio hired by the Raiders.
Well, he's had a stint before. How'd that work out?
68-71. Two playoff appearances with Brian Leftwich and David Garrard. It's nothing to... And, interesting thing...
I like the Raiders.
I think that's a good job. And plus, they wanted a guy with head coaching experience.
Right.
And it was either him or Tony Sperano.
Well, I'm trying to think of the decisions they've made for coaches over the years.
Firing...
Since Madden.
Let's see. Well, there's firing Shanahan after four games. Who goes
Gruden.
Well, they traded him. That was a stupid idea. Anyways, Tom Cable, all those guys. And
I wish him luck.
Well, and then they're talking about...
I'm not sure Jack's the guy.
No, but then they're talking about a possibility of Mike Smith, who was the Falcons head coach.
Yeah.
Used to, before he was the Falcons head coach, he was the Jaguars defensive coordinator under Jack Del Rio. He might go with him, which would be an interesting... So you got two pretty good head coaches as your... head coach and defensive coordinator. The 49ers
so
name...
So it's like retreads on a bolt tire.
It's better than the hot assistant who flames out. Look, how many hot assistants?
Right.
Hugh Jackson, Tom Cable, all these guys. So better go with what you know. Jim Tomsula, named 49ers head coach. He was the defensive lineman for
line
the...
Line coach?
Yeah, defensive line coach since 2007 with the 49ers. He got promoted to head coach.
So what is that like? They're thinking they're getting Seifert?
Something like that. He was the team's interim head coach after Singletary was fired in 2010. So in his only game, the Niners blew out the Cardinals 38-7.
Is this a guy that warms up the car or actually drives it? We'll soon find out.
We'll soon find out. So that's where it is. And still a couple good jobs out there. The Falcons, I guess, are waiting on Dan Quinn. And, of course, the Jets. The Jets got Todd Bowles as their head coach. And
yeah, I don't know what to make of that. I mean, I remember him with the Redskins. I'm trying to think who else he played for. He played safety.
The Bears, I think it was. Not the
I'm
Bears.
Not sure.
I forget. He was also the Dolphins interim head coach for a couple games, not too many.
Yeah, I'm not sold on that. And besides, they need offense, and
I agree.
And they're getting defense. So
I'm very surprised that it was a defensive coach. But all these names you hear are defensive coaches because it's an offensive league. So you want to go the opposite. And you look, I mean, Pete Carroll.
Well, they have a concerted effort too to hire minority head coaches. So opportunity given to. To this gentleman, I'll give him the fairness of wait and see.
Yeah.
He'll see what his body of work is.
Well, I mean, look.
You know, so opportunity, response,
right.
Outcome.
Right. And if nothing else, he understands the necessity to have a quarterback after seeing what happened down in Arizona on their third-string quarterback. You got to have good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to light a fire under his butt where he's going, we got to get somebody. We got to get somebody now.
But it's a big venue.
It is. It's New York City. Can't get any bigger than that. So, and then, of course, the Jets also got their GM, Mike. I always forget how to say his last name. Mike McCagnon.
It's a former Petty School graduate.
That's right. The University of Hightstown.
Yeah.
That's local for some of you. So, so we'll have
been around since 1860. So.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll have to see how the Jets offseason goes from here. Well, thank you very much for joining me this week, Dad. And we will see you before the Super Bowl for sure. All right.
And what's your prediction?
Colts. Seattle and Indianapolis.
Sweet.
Seahawks.
Yeah, we got some young blood in there.
That's what I would like, but I know how it's probably going to turn out. But we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
All right.
Oh,
take care.
No baseball talk.
No, not much. The Braves traded Evan Gattis, the guy they call El Oso Blanco, the white bear.
Because I saw a little a footnote that some catcher was batting 191 last year and made $4 million, got a $700,000 raise.
Oh,
so I hope this guy bats left-handed.
Oh,
because why would you have a guy can't bat his weight? How is that possible?
AJ Ellis for the Dodgers. He's an excellent game caller. I mean,
that's all it takes.
That's
huh?
all it takes. You in the game of baseball right now, you need pitching and you need a good catcher. So AJ Ellis is the man. So. They'll take that. They'll take. It's like the weak hitting shortstop.
Tell
great
your kids to play baseball.
That's right. Absolutely. Weak hitting shortstop, but you carry him for the glove. Weak hitting catcher, you carry him for the glove. So.
Okay.
All right. We will see you then. Bye.
Bye.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.